Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about holding on. Now, holding on is such an important part of our lives. Oftentimes, we look at holding on when it comes to certain events or certain moments in our lives. But holding on should actually be a lifestyle. It should actually be something that is part of us and something that we live daily. Why? Because when we hold on, we become better. We become stronger. We build our character and we move on to the next phase of our lives. Holding on is not just about holding on when you are in danger. It's about holding on when you are in a relaxed place. It's about holding on when you don't know what to do. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many moments in our lives where we may choose to do our own thing. But it is in holding on to God that we become what God needs us to become. It's about holding on in patience. When God says wait and you decide you want to go, then you need to hold on in that moment and hold on to that word so that you can become what God needs you to become. Oftentimes in life, we lose out on the most important things within us and within our lives. We lose out on these things. Why? Because we are impatient. Because we don't see what God sees. There are moments that we will actually abort within our lives when we don't hold on to the word that God gives. The word wait is a very important word to hold on to. The word not yet is a very important word to hold on. The word not now is a very important word to hold on to. And if we don't see the importance of these words, we can actually end up aborting what God needs to do. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we feel that holding on only has to do with life-threatening moments. When you feel that I need to hold on to this thing because I'm going to fall. But what if God says to you, let go? That is also holding on, but it's holding on in a different way. It is holding on to His word. And so it's so important for us to recognize the moments that we need to hold on. Because holding on is not something that is random. And it should not be random. It should be specific to the Word of God, specific to where He wants to take you, specific to how He wants to lead you. You know, when it comes to God saying, hold on, don't do this right now. When He says to you, hold on to my Word, and right now I don't want you to do this, then we can become very frustrated because sometimes we feel like moving fast and doing things now means that we are effective. But it can actually become a roadblock when God is not in it. And so it's very important that we listen to the word of God. One of the stories in the Bible is the story of Zacchaeus, where Zacchaeus holds on to a tree. And he's waiting for Jesus so that he can actually see him. Now, Zacchaeus could have climbed on the tree and said, or he could have been in the crowd and said, I can't see anything, let me just leave. But then suddenly he got in a moment, climb the tree and you will see Jesus. And he could have also just climbed the tree, watch Jesus quickly and get down and go home. but he held on to a desperation that was on the inside of him that wanted more. And by doing that, by holding on to that, Jesus came along his way and he said to him, "Salvation has come to your house." Jesus goes with him to his house and he has a meal with him. Now, this is one of the people who were not well thought of. He was a tax collector and people, the Jewish people, did not think highly of him. But because there was something on the inside of him that made him hold on, Jesus came and he had an encounter and he changed his life forever. There's another story in the Bible where David is told to go home because the battlefield is not for him. But there was something in his spirit that nudged him to hold on and not to leave. And based on that, he ended up on the battlefield and eventually destroyed the enemy. Esther could have ignored completely what she needed to do for her nation. But she held on to a word. She held on to a word that if you don't do this, salvation will come from another. She held on to that word which Mordecai gave to her. And based on that, she became something that is a solution for others. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you need to hold on to. Maybe you need to hold on a little bit longer in terms of the word you received and be a little bit more patient so that it can come to fulfillment. Maybe you need to hold on to a new word that God has given you and let go of the old word. You see, when it comes to the word of God and when it comes to holding on, it's very important that we have discernment, because what works for me will not necessarily work for you. And that is why it is important for us to have a relationship with God. You see, people cannot always tell you what to do, because when people tell you what to do, you will miss it, because everybody has a different view. Everybody has a different connection and understanding. But when it comes to God, you will know exactly what to do. I am not telling you specifically to hold on to the things that are troubling you right now or to let go of them and have something new come. I am telling you to hold on to God. Because when you hold on to God, you will make the perfect decisions. You will become the perfect decision. You will execute perfectly and you will move forward. I don't have all the answers. There are things in life that has overwhelmed me. There are things in life that have confused me. There are things in life that has caused me anxiety. But every time I have taken something to God, God would either say to me, "Hold on with this, let go of that, and hold on to something new." Those are things that I cannot do on my own. Those are things that as a human being, I do not have the ability and the foresight to decide on my own. My confidence comes from God, because the Bible says it's in Him I live, in Him I move, and in Him I have my being. And all of those things are important things to know what to hold on to. Your moments in life are too precious to be wasted. Your moments in life are so, so dear to where God wants you to be. It is time to hold on to Him so that you know what to let go of and what to hold on in this season. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I will have the mindset of God, because your mindset gives me confidence and it gives me the ability to be stronger and wiser. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Hello. I know it's been a moment, but I don't know if I can keep on going. See your shadow in the corner of my eye, and I've tried to say goodbye, but you're hanging on so tight. Oh, I can't keep on living with you dragging me down. You tell me that my past is still my future, but I'm so done with everything, every lie you're whispering. Yeah, I'm drowning them out. Dear regret, this is where your story ends. Take a seat and breathe it in. You won't crush my dreams again. Dear regret, my cries have turned to singing. I have found a new beginning and a friend, but your story has an end. Your story has an end, but mine's not over yet. Outside knocking on my window, and you just won't stop talking. Get the memo. Do you really think I'd miss how you put me in a blitz? Oh, I'm really over this. Yeah, I will not keep living with you dragging me down. You told me that my past will be my future, but I'm so done with everything, every lie you're whispering. I'm drowning. Dreams again. Do you regret? All my cries have turned to singing, and I have found a new beginning and a friend, but your story has an end. Your story has an end. Oh, but mine's not over yet.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.